the most important one, I'd say, for me, is having patience. It's a simple thing, but starting a business and operating a business is a lot like a roller coaster of different things and feelings along the way. And not everything, I'd say most things, aren't going to work the way you think they are. Developing the ability to have patience is an extremely important factor.
Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around. In this episode, we get to speak with John Pethke. John is a United States Air Force veteran turned entrepreneur. From serving his country to navigating the world of app development, John shares his inspiring journey of resilience, innovation, and entrepreneurship. Discover how he transitioned from military life to pursuing a degree in organizational leadership and ultimately founded his dating app, Koyamore, tailored for introverts. Tune in to learn valuable insights on turning ideas into reality and overcoming challenges in the startup world.
John, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Dude, so there's a lot of things that we get to do in our lifetime, and we go from one phase to another phase, and you've done some amazing things over the years as not only being a United States Air Force veteran out of Appleton, but you also have a degree in organizational leadership, which is really cool because I think organizing leadership, or it's a very specific topic. How'd you figure out that this is something that you wanted to do?
Yeah. So when I got out of the military, I took some time to figure out what I wanted to do because I joined right out of high school, and I chose getting my associates in surgical technology. And I went through that, and I knew like towards the end of it that I wasn't really into it. So yeah. I think I graduated on a Friday, and I had already signed up for starting my bachelor's the following Monday. So I knew I wanted to do something different. Yeah. And surgical technology is a great career path. I just don't think it was what I wanted to do after learning more about it. So I tried to find a degree that was more like I could apply more universally. So I wanted to do something with like leadership, get into some kind of a leadership role. And I felt that this degree would really help get me there. And it did. So that's how I landed on that degree.
That's really cool. Leadership comes automatically, especially when you're giving responsibility for somebody else or for a group or for a team or for you're responsible to running your family. As parents, we automatically become leaders because I don't know if you're a parent, but being a parent of four kids, it's like you're leading them to success. And sometimes it's not going to be fun. Sometimes it's going to be fun. It's all a lot of learned behavior or learned experiences that you go through. Talk to me about where did the idea for Koyamore, which is a dating app for introverts, like where did the idea come from?
Yeah. After I graduated, I eventually ended up in like a job that was like I got to basically manage the company or the individual who owned the business. And with that, I managed a lot of people and I did a lot there. And when I was in that position, I got to learn a lot of different things about like running a business, which was attractive to me at the time, but I didn't really have any ideas for a business. And one day I was in my office talking with some of my friends, and we were talking about dating and dating apps. And I had basically just said, I wish there was a dating app for people who are more introverted to help people who aren't naturally good at connecting. And one of them was like, why don't you make it? And I laughed at it, but I decided to like take that seriously and do some research to see if there was a market for it, basically see if anyone had done something like that. And I couldn't find it. And I felt like it was a strong niche from what I could see. So I went from there and started it.
That's so cool, man. Ideas are best served executed because a ton of people say, hey, I had the idea for eBay too, but I just never, like, they took my idea. I'm like, huh, sure. If you have ideas coming out that will do, it all comes down to when you actually implement and put rubber to the metal or rubber to the road. I have my idioms. You've got to really pull yourself together. I'm like, okay, how can I make this thing that's in my mind out on paper? And you're able to do that with Koya more. So is the app available? Like, how does somebody use an app like this?
Yeah. Yeah. It operates very similarly to like any other dating app that's out there. I didn't really want to, like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I wanted to make sure people who have used dating apps could navigate the one that we make very similarly. We just added some differences into it and focused on a different niche and brand, but it is available on both Android and Apple right now. So that's definitely downloadable. We released it in May of 23.
So almost a year in the app. How's the experience been in getting customers to use it? Like, talk to me about the development process.
Yeah, so I'd say that's two different focuses. I'm going to go over the development part first. Development was interesting. While I said I learned a lot about like managing a business, there's a lot more that I hadn't learned that I was quickly about to realize and jump into, which was, it was pretty fun to learn, actually. I think one of the most difficult parts, though, was finding somebody who I wanted to develop the app, because I don't have a technical background myself in that field. Mm-hmm. So I had to do a lot of research and kind of interview a lot of different companies, because there's a lot of different companies from small to big, and they're all gonna say different things, and everyone's a salesman, so you have to go through all of that, and that's really tough to figure out. But I did find one that was in the same state as me that I had a conversation. I had multiple conversations over a couple of months to decide if this was the company I wanted to go with. Eventually, I did end up going with them, and I'd say we started the development in May of 22 and then finished in May of 23. From what I hear, that's a pretty like fast pace, but I think it went fairly smoothly. There were like hiccups here and there for different things, but I wouldn't say the development part of it, like that.
Sure.
We didn't run into a lot of issues, and that's like the simple version of going over it. Sure. I'd say, as far as how things have been going, that's a tricky part to figure out. And I'm still trying to figure it out myself.
Yeah.
I tried doing the marketing myself for the first 5 or 6 months. And that was a mistake on my part, because I was trying to figure it out and I was like, I can't. So I ended up hiring a marketing manager, and she's been great. And the trickiest part is that the biggest expense I've learned for this kind of an industry is marketing. Mm-hmm. And I don't have like unlimited resources.
Oh, absolutely.
Running this myself. So it's going fine. Like, we're in the hundreds of users right now, but I'd like to get that further. My goal is to hit 1,000 and then keep going from there. So we're looking at a couple different avenues to change how we've been doing things. So
nice. And did you have a beta group of people that were testing the app while you're running through the beta? Because you start developing a little bit of community.
Yeah, apart from like the development company and their individuals, we also contacted like a lot of local people, friends, family that I knew. And then I asked them to ask other people and them to ask other people. So we got a group to test things out and basically just try and break the app as much as we can to figure out any kind of bugs that are out there with it. And we found a decent amount that we were able to fix pretty quickly. And every once in a while, we'll still find like one random thing that's odd, and we'll just let the development team know and then we get it fixed.
So I'm going to ask you, app development space for the past 20 years, done mobile apps and enterprise applications. So understanding the process of developing, the different iterations you have, the scrums or sprints that you run, first sprint, you have a developed version out and then you test it out. Or are you looking to launch a community around the app as well? Community aspect of it, because an app kind of becomes a community itself, but community of people who just love the app or find it really inspiring.
I would love that. That would be great. I think it's difficult to figure out with dating apps because of the amount of negative stigmas surrounding them. I've interviewed a lot of people of my customer base, and I've asked them what kind of negative stigmas they're familiar with. And even though our app is focused on, and a lot of the other apps are focused on trying to help, I think almost all of them, one of the most common stigmas is it's just for hookups.
Got it.
And yeah. A lot of people do use it for that. With those negative stigmas comes like people tend to feel like almost bad or like dirty using an app to date. So sure. It's hard to create a community that like can look past that and create a community for it.
So,
to answer your question, I'd love it. I just think it's probably a hurdle that will take time.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. So going from teaching part-time instructor at Fox Valley Technical College, teaching veterans about small businesses development, and then starting your own company is a pretty cool thing, because you're teaching them like, and then you're like, hey, why don't I do it myself? And then you're able to launch your company Interbrew and working together with this technology company that's enabling you to launch the Coimore app.
Yeah, the teaching part of it came after I started the business, actually. I went through, are you familiar with what an accelerator is?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I started the business, I happened to come across this accelerator that helps veterans specifically. And I went through it at a local college. And then like afterwards, I was able to, they were looking for like a veteran to actually teach it, and they were happy with the work I did in it. So it became as like a secondary like benefit, honestly, from starting the business, is that I got this opportunity to teach this course, which has been really awesome for me. So I love it.
Dude, that's so cool. I love when a idea comes to fruition and now you have a team of people using the application and developers supporting and whatnot. Because once in a blue moon, I had an idea, right? And we worked on this idea of enabling you to pick up your groceries after ordering them, right? You're driving home from work and you can order it online and you can go pick it up from the store. We worked on this idea for 3 years, sorry, 3 months. And by the end of month three, I saw this news that Instacart raised $44 million.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's it. Over. Game over. I can't do it. And if I was in the mindset that I am now back then, I would have been like, oh my God, this is more of a reason for us to go full force into this because this is coming.
Yeah.
So this is 2013 when we worked on this idea, and we even had the whole plans laid out. We did some UX, UI, and we had some local grocery stores that we were going to work with. But because the mindset wasn't there, we weren't able to push forward. So I'm glad to see that you were able to work together with an accelerator program that taught you the mindset, that taught you the business acumen, that taught you that if you come up with an idea, you need to move forward and put that into the work.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. So let's take a quick break. And then when we get back, I'm going to talk into three hacks that entrepreneurs can apply in their businesses and that you also apply.
Sounds good.
Looking for the ultimate live streaming and video production studio? Discover Ecamm Live, exclusively built for Mac. It's the leading solution for podcasting, webinars, live streaming, and more. Elevate your content creation game and bring your ideas to life with Ecamm Live. Head on over to hacksandhobbies.com/Ecamm and download your studio today. Start creating with Ecamm Live and elevate your audience engagement. Download now from hacksandhobbies.com/Ecamm or tap on the link in the show notes.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is Junaid and we've been talking with John on the podcast. He's been a really cool inspiration on taking the idea that he came up with while at work and then implementing that idea and coming and designing the app and making it available for the people so that they can explore what's available for them, being an introvert, right? So it's a very niche, very specific market. And that's what it means when you say niching down, right? You're niching down to the smallest little element that you can. And you might think that it's too niche, but you have no idea how many people will recognize that and say, hey, that's me as well. John, thanks for sharing your journey, sharing the development journey of the application as well. And talk to us about, you've got a few hacks for us that you implemented in your business. Share the three hacks, please.
Yeah, these may be like just self-explanatory or things you've probably heard before, but I think there's three things that I found that have probably helped me the most along this 2-year journey. Is one is researching a lot. I think that's extremely important. As soon as you feel you've done too much research or enough research, I would say do more. Like it's, you cannot do enough research to find the best route to go, which would lead into my next thing. And that is networking. I actually hate networking, but I think it provides different perspectives with the people you talk to, and they'll give you potentially ideas you haven't found before. I can't tell you how much of a benefit I've gotten out of really just explaining what my business is, and somebody coming up with an idea that ended up helping me along the way, and vice versa. There are a lot of experiences I've had in this short time frame that has been able to help others, so I get some intrinsic value out of that.
Yeah.
And the most important one I'd say for me has been having patience. It's a simple thing, but starting a business and operating a business is a lot like a roller coaster of different things and feelings along the way. And not everything, I'd say most things aren't going to work the way you think they are. Developing the ability to have patience is an extremely important factor.
Absolutely, man. Those are some powerful hacks and tips that people can implement in their lives, because I love the patience part, right, so much, because being a parent of 4 kids for the past 14 years has tested my patience, right? Sometimes I'm patient enough, but sometimes it's just hard. It's just so hard. So I'll take that one to the heart, saying that you got to be patient with literally everything. But Rome wasn't built in a day. The entire world or the entire universe took 6 days or whatever. But regardless, the more patience you have, the better you will become, because either you faced a storm or you waited out, and patience is literally waiting it out.
Yeah.
John, talk to us about where Koyamore is going and what are you looking to get out of it?
Yeah, really what I wanted to do is help people like myself who aren't great at connecting with others. So what we are trying to transition a number of things and market more as much as we can with our financing. But upcoming, we're looking at adding a little bit more development to add in AI in a capacity that's like kind of more focused. I've seen dating apps that use AI in a broad spectrum that I think will be extremely beneficial, but we want to use it in a way that's more hyper-focused, and that it'll go over and look at people's profiles and help users create like their good first icebreaker or analyze their conversation, and maybe help a user keep a conversation going if it's hitting a lull. It's not always easy to do those things. Those are the initial things that we want to add in for development wise to keep up with, I guess, the times, since that's a big thing being incorporated into a lot of the world. And I think it's extremely beneficial in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. It's almost, there was an episode on either Simpsons or the other show, South Park, where they were using the ChatGPT. Hey, what should I respond back to my girlfriend or my female friend or whatever? Yeah. It's really hilarious, like how it was like guiding the conversation. And because it's hard understanding somebody else. Right. It's hard understanding somebody else. So I think it's more important to share your own experiences and be more open than expecting other people to open up first. I think that's some of the hardest things to do when you're going into networking. And the funny thing is, I used to be an introvert. Like 20 plus years ago, I would just talk to people online, text messaging and whatnot. And then over the years, I've opened up a little more. And I think I took the test, like when I took the test way back in the days, it showed me that I was an introvert. But when I took it recently, I think in 2019, it said that I was an extrovert, which is really weird. Like, how did I switch sides? Yeah. And people don't realize, people like don't believe me that I was an introvert. No, that's impossible. Like, you're always so open. You're always sharing and being so vulnerable all the time.
Yeah. Like, with what we found, introverts, in order to like add more relationships into their life as they go on, we found that a lot of introverts do that through a third party, typically, whether that be a friend or random individual in public. So we're trying to look at the AI part as like a wingman for them to have.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
No, that's really genius, man. Best of luck to you. Can't wait to see how you go in the next year. You're almost at the second year mark since the inception. Let's jump into the six questions I love to ask my guests.
Sure.
So number one, what is the one hobby that you wish you got into?
I think playing piano would probably be it. I started learning it like as an adult more, but I think as a child, you tend to pick things up better as a child. Yeah. So I wish it would have been something I would have realized I wanted to do as a child, I guess.
Nice. Next up, what did you want to be when you were a child?
An archaeologist. I always thought it was really cool, or at least the concept of digging through things and then finding treasure. I realize that's not how it is as an adult, but at the time that's how it was portrayed. So I thought that was really cool.
I wonder what inspired that for you, like when you were a child.
Yeah, I think finding treasure was just like a cool concept to me.
Nice. Next up, what is your favorite movie or TV show?
Favorite movie is Donnie Darko, and favorite TV show would be Hannibal.
Wow, nice. Yeah, those are pretty amazing shows for sure. Next up, what movie would you choose if you got to play a character in it?
That's a good question. Drawing a blank.
Star Wars, Marvel, like you want to watch any of those movies? Would you want to be part of Donnie Darko?
No. I think Marvel's a safe choice. I don't have a specific one. If it was something involving like getting a superpower, that would be pretty cool.
Nice. I like it. All right. Next up, who is your favorite superhero?
Probably, I think I always liked Iron Man. Just his character is really entertaining in general.
Yeah. No, he's done the
really. He doesn't really have a superpower, but yeah. I think, yeah.
Nice. All right, last question. If you were a board game, what would it be?
It's pretty niche, but I always liked the Arkham Horror board game as a pretty like in-depth board game, but a lot of fun.
Nice. Dude, thanks so much for sharing. Appreciate your time and energy here on the podcast. Where can people find you, or do you want to send people to the Coimore website?
Yeah, I can be contacted through LinkedIn, but Coimore is on all forms of social media, most strongly on Facebook and Instagram. We do have a website where we come out with blogs. And then the app is obviously out there on Apple and Android.
Awesome. We'll be sure to include all of the links for the social media, for the app, for your LinkedIn and the website in the show notes. Thanks so much again for joining. Tell me, this is the fun question I'd like to ask. What has podcasting done for you?
Podcasting, I would say I've done a lot of them in the last year since we released it. And I think it's gotten a lot of like, one, networking. Again, I think I've, even with one of the first podcasts I did, I contacted somebody randomly and it led me to a platform that does. I think the platform we probably met on, Podmatch, which allowed me to meet more podcasters to spread awareness of the app. So I'd say it's been good with networking and spreading awareness.
I love it. Thank you so much for the time again. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
thank you for listening to this Hacks and Hobbies episode. Junaid would love to hear from you, so please leave a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. Visit hacksandhobbies.com to find additional information on the guest today, as well as the show notes.